So let's talk about the apps, the service chiefs right now. Let's start with Lucky Rabo, the chief of defense staff. I will tell you a brief profile of Lucky Rabo. He served as chief of training and operations at the defense headquarters, where he oversaw training and operations in the armed forces. It was Commander Training and Doctrine Command, TRADOC, of the Nigerian Army. He was also Field Commander of the Multinational Joint Task Force operating in the Lake Chad region. He was a member of the 34 Regular Combatant Course of the Nigerian Defense Academy, NDA. He trained at the Ghana Armed Forces Staff College in Ghana. He also trained in Bangladesh. He also went to Harvard Kennedy School of Government Executive Program in the USA. As a matter of fact, he was responsible for the takeover of Sambisa Forest from Boko Haram, for the takeover of some Nigerian territories in Borno. It's a fine military officer, Lucky Rabo. It's a great personality. He did a great job, especially when he was in charge of Operation Lafia Dole. We heard that a couple of towns and villages that were under the control of Boko Haram at the time, he regained those territories. He changed the tactics of the military totally. Is your new chief of defense staff. Now let's move on to Ibrahim Atohiru, your new COAS, chief of air staff. He took over the theater command from Irabor in 2017. He took over from Irabor in 2017. He was redeployed from the war zone not long after he took over by former chief of army staff, Berte. According to Berte, Atohiru did not deliver on the mandates given to him. He was charged with bringing Abubakar Shekau dead or alive. He was told to bring him in dead or alive. So when he couldn't achieve that, he was redeployed. And I've heard comments about, he failed. He did not do it. How many people have done it? Tell me. How many people have done it after him? In quote, failed to do it. That's what I thought. That's your new chief of army staff. Now we're gonna go to the chief of air staff, Isiaka Mo, in January 2016, he became the air component commander of Operation Lafia Dole, and he bombarded the heck out of Sambisa Forest. He fired them. Chineke, he did a great job. He is from Osun State. He is Air Vice Marshal. He enlisted into the Nigerian Air Force in 1984 as a member of the 35 NDA Regular Course. He was commissioned as Pilot Officer in 1986. He began his primary flying training at 301 Flying Training School, Kaduna, from 1987 to 1989. He did the basic flying training at 303 FTS Kano from 1990 to 1992. He also did tactical fighter training at 99 Air Combat Training Group, Kenji, from 1993 to 1999. He later went to study instructor pilot course at 301 FTS Kaduna from 2004 and 2005. He has a master's degree in defense and strategic studies from University of Madras, India. He also has master's in military science and strategy, an advanced diploma in defense and strategic studies from NDU China. He also has postgraduate diploma in international relations and diplomacy from Kaduna Polytechnic. That's your chief of air staff, Isiaka Mo. He is from Osun State. Now let's talk about Awal Gambo, your chief of naval staff, Rear Admiral from Kano State. He enlisted in the Nigerian Navy in 1984 as a member of 36 Regular Course of the NDA, and there was commissioned sub-lieutenant in 1988. He specialized in intelligence Gamboa is an underwater warfare specialist. In fact, that's what they call him, the underwater warfare specialist. That's what they call Gamboa. Fine military gentleman. He also took the National Defense Course at the South African National Defense College with a postgraduate diploma in transport management and a master's degree. He has that in transport management as well, both from Ladoke Akintola University of Technology, Lautech. Gamboa is a member of the Nigerian Institute of Management, a fellow of the Certified Institute of Shipping, a fellow of the Institute of Corporate Administration of Nigeria, and a fellow National Defense College, South Africa. He was once a director of research and rescue at the defense headquarters and chief of naval training command. Get to know your service chiefs. Whew. Now that it is looking like you know them, let's talk about your hope, your expectations. If you have reservations, however, reservations that you have, I want to hear those reservations. I want to hear your concerns. I want to hear your expectations, your target, your agenda for the service chief. You can set agenda for them. It's not out of place for you to say, I mean, yeah, you're in charge here. So let's know what you think about the service chiefs. 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993 is the studio line. If you're calling me, please turn off your radio. It's very important you do that. You can also let me know what you think on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. If you are sending me tweets this morning, please add the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF to your tweet. Very, very important. Very vital, because that's what I'm using to search for all the tweets coming into the show. All right, hashtag Nigeria Info MCF, add it to your tweet. The WhatsApp number is 0809 597 5805. That is 0809 597 5805. Osas is in transit. Osas joins us this morning on the show. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. How is the night?
It was short, Jerry. It was short.
Okay. But don't forget to live, though. Mr. Sheriff, you've listed out a lot of qualities about these new services, right?
Right.
Is it that you're very aware of these qualities about these people this way? I know you don't have answers to this question. I just want to pull you out to the public. Maybe Shebu may have one or two answers for me. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's number one. Number two, let me buzz the bubble for every Nigerian. If Boko Haram, banditry, yes, me and cool, is politically motivated, is a plan by the government to sabotage the economy. Nothing. Forget it.
Osas, I think it's because you're in transit.
Nothing will happen.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, another point to this talk is this. If they are not including any Easterners to these service chiefs, let them remove the Niger Bridge. You well know that they are no longer Nigerians. Let them go. It doesn't make any sense. I'm not from the East. I'm from Edo State, to be precise.
Okay.
But compared to these people, are they not Nigerians? So for example, we commented on social media that they didn't post for the president. They did not. What kind of talk is that?
Yeah.
Does that mean, are you saying that nobody from the East voted for the president? As in like 100% of them? Are you not saying that because if they didn't vote for the president, does that mean they're less Nigerians?
I feel you. Thank you for sharing your thought. Mike is in Ajah. Mike, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. I've heard the profile that you dished out to Nigerians about the service chiefs.
Right.
The profile sounds very good. Yeah, but some things that I noticed. So, for instance, the chief of army staff, is it the one that redeployed because he couldn't bring them?
That's right.
That's right. So now the question I want to ask is, if you have tested somebody and the person didn't deliver, why give him such an office? Why give him such an office? Because the same problems that we have, he was a part of it, and you're giving him the office to run. Why not get people that have not seen what is happening, bring them on board, and let them come and say, these are fresh ideas that we have. We need new ideas. We need new people, fresh, that have not experienced, that have not seen the drawing board. Because the truth is that he will start from where he stopped. It will not be a new drawing board. That is my candid opinion.
Okay.
It will not be a new drawing board.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, for calling me. I appreciate it. I really do. Mike seemed to think that if someone had experienced this before and you didn't see any tremendous achievement or improvement in the onslaught against the insurgents, why bring the person back? All right. Let's speak with Jonah this morning. Jonah, good morning to you. Jonah.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah. We have heard the names that they have given out, you know.
Okay.
But all I wish is that I can be able to go back to my village once more again.
Hmm.
Can you imagine, since 2013, I never know the color of my village today.
Where is that? Where?
Ask around by local government.
What state is that?
That's Borno State.
Borno, okay.
Yeah, we are neighbor with Chibok.
Okay.
Do you understand?
You feel that now you can now go back?
I say that how I hopefully, by grace of God, as they just change this chair, they will do a great job to eliminate these terrorist people. Because I'm telling you, as I'm talking to you, it's 2013. You cannot enter my village. You cannot. Even chicken cannot enter my village. See today.
Chicken.
Yes, even chicken cannot enter my village. That Sambisa 2 that you are hearing, Sambisa 2, is close to my village. So, to be sincerely, those one that has gone, they have not done anything.
Okay.
So, all these ones that are saying they have tried for security check. Unless now, let's see what is going to happen.
All right.
With those two ones.
All right.
So, I wish them the great best wishes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Jonah. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, Sharif, my brother.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. My name is Uche.
Welcome, Uche.
Welcome. Sharif, earlier in the morning, you remembered I expressed my displeasure.
Yes, you did.
At the component of the service chiefs.
Yes, you did.
And I'm very, very delighted that Uncle Jimmy Disu also corroborated. And so, for me, I'm not going to rant about that again.
Okay.
But what I want to suggest going forward, Sharif, and I just hope and pray that the next president will have in 2023 will restructure this country, one of which will be establishing military headquarters regions of this country.
Okay.
A situation where we have all our military headquarters located in just one part of the country is not helping us. At least you can hear some of the views of some of the callers. A lot of people are disgusted with this kind of appointment. Are you saying that the region of the country does not belong to this country anymore? If you say they don't belong to this country, let them go! Let them go! They're not begging to be part of Nigeria, but you're forcing them to be here, and you're treating them like slaves. If you feel they're not wanted, then let them go, for goodness sake. So for me, the next president, part of the restructuring exercise should be establishing military headquarters. There's nothing wrong in having one in Kaduna, having one in Ibadan, having one in Enugu. And then enrollment into the military will be done strictly on that basis. Because these things are done in one part of the country. Sharif, we may not want to say it on air. We know what happens when you want to get into the military in Nigeria. We know. Let's not go into that. But what I'm saying is that going forward, the next president of this country, part of the restructuring exercise, should be also restructuring the architecture of our military.
Okay.
Decentralizing.
All right.
It shouldn't just be in one region.
All right. That's noted. Sheriff. Thank you too for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
My name is Prince Wyatt, greeting you from Amuodofin.
Good to have you.
I think about our new service chief. They are praying for them to succeed. The one from Omomlu Abi State, that is my state, Osun.
Okay.
I don't want him to disappoint me. and I don't want him to disappoint Nigeria.
Mm.
He must act. He must make sure he fights this Boko Haram to the last. Because so the man that just left, the man performed brilliantly.
Mm.
And I want him to do well. The head of the soldiers should do well too. What we Nigeria need now is to pray for them to succeed.
Mm.
And I want them. If that's one thing the Nigerian have to do. The head of security service should be changed as well.
Okay.
Because this matter now, when you see Boko Haram, they attack what they hit and run. This is intelligent work. The head of this organization has to be changed.
Okay.
Because his performance for the past 4 or 5 years is not it's above below average. So for me, I want it to be changed. And some people are talking of marginalization or the trouble something. I think it's the only one person to be changed now.
Mm.
That's the police. If they change the head of police, I think the next person to be appointed.
IGP is retiring very soon, this month. By next month, we'll have a new IGP.
I'm appealing to Mr. President. If the police bring me man, the IGP is retired.
Hmm.
The next person to occupy that position to come from Southeast.
All right, then. Thank you. Chibike is here. Chibike, good morning to you.
Hello, Mr. Sheriff.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Chibike calling from Arkansas.
Good to have you.
This changing of service chiefs.
Okay.
I'm not seeing anything there. It will still remain the same.
Mm.
As long as Nigeria are doing their thing like this, tribalism and all this hatred by Igbos, it will still continue.
Mm.
And if they don't take time, it will be worse.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
All right, Chibike, thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Talking about the service chiefs, what is your position on the new service chiefs? Those that have tried, they made it a point of duty to calling and talk about remove service chiefs, remove service chiefs, removes every day. Now, the same team. What have you got to say now that the service chiefs are gone? Do you have any agenda setting plan for these new service chiefs? Or would you love for them to hit the ground running to do exactly? And have you asked the question, has anything changed? Has anything changed in the military? Do they have new fighter jets now? Do they have access, unhindered access to satellites right now? Have we improved on our tech in the military right now? What has changed that you think that will bring success to the country in our fight against Boko Haram, against bandits, against criminals? Do you think anything concrete will change? That's just my question, my personal question. But you tell me if you have any reservations concerning this change of guard in terms of the service chiefs in the military. I would love to know your thought. 0700-993-993-993. That is the studio line. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. Twitter, if you like to tweet me at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Please, if you're sending in your tweet, the hashtag to use for me to see your tweet is hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. MCF stands for Morning Crossfire. You need to add this hashtag to your tweet for me to be able to see it, because we have a lot of activity going on our Twitter page. But once you add the hashtag to it, I'll be able to see your own first, because your own is for this show. Let's go to Twitter. Joy Forever on Twitter says, we can't bring saints from heaven, but their approach should be holistic, fearless, and truthful to God and men. May God back them up to solve the insurgency problem. Let's keep our hearts open to pray for them. It's well with Nigeria. I hope to see ourselves as one. That's Joy Forever on Twitter this morning. Don P is also on Twitter. Don P says, sack of service chiefs, a welcome development and long overdue action. Congrats to the new service chiefs as we wish them success in their new job. Jetavo George is here and he says, If General Tohiru was removed shortly after being appointed to bring Shekau dead or alive, and he failed, now that he's COS, that's Chief of Army Staff, can he be bold enough to give mandates to his officers and expect deliverance or delivery? I'm not expecting anything novel or fantastic. God help us. I get to have our judge. Thank you for your thought. Back to the telephone. Good morning to you. Ah, we lost that call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning. You're on radio now.
Good morning. My name is Comrade Femi.
Comrade who?
Femi.
Comrade Femi, welcome. Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Ajah.
Okay, let's talk. Let's talk.
Okay, I want to find out, Lucky Rabo, what state is he from?
It's from Delta State.
Delta State.
Right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, Kadri.
Good morning to you.
Bye-bye.
Good to have you.
You see, I have never even called for change the service chief, because I know the service chiefs, they are not the real problem. Though they might have overstayed their brains, saturated. Fine, new ones have been brought in now. But the real thing is the firepower, the weaponry for the men to use in this war against the insurgents. That is the main thing. Like you rightly said, what about the technology? Because we've been hearing about drones for years now. They have not been brought in place for sort of surveillance or whatever. So the boots on the ground is the real cocoa thing. So the services will bring their input. Yes, they just have to bring
input.
But the men on the ground, they are the real cocoa of the whole thing. So look at it, they've been complaining two basic things. The firepower of the Boko Haram men
is
too superior than themselves.
About
but
it,
right. Now still owing them allowances, money, again, people that are on the war front.
Thank you, Babariri, for calling me. I appreciate it, because we need to go out now for a quick break. When we return, I'll take more of your thought. I can see your calls. I can see your messages as well. Stay here on Nigeria Info. We'll be back after now.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're back on the Crossfire. We're live from our studios. We're streaming live as well online on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3. You can watch me live right now on YouTube. The same goes for Facebook as well. You can watch live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. What we're talking about, what we've been talking about all morning, is the new service chiefs. Lucky Rabo is the new Chief of Defense Staff. He's from Delta State. Ibrahim Atohiru is the new Chief of Army Staff. He's from Kaduna State. Isiaka Amo is the new Chief of Air Staff. He's from Osun State. And Awal Gambo is the new Chief of Naval Staff. He's from Kano State. There you go. Lagos, Nigeria. What say you? I want to hear what your reactions are concerning the new security chiefs. Let's know exactly. Let's get talking on what you think about this. Our platforms online are open. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM, Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming live there right now. Let's go to WhatsApp very quickly and take some WhatsApp messages. Igbos will prefer the president in 2023 than his service chief. Nkem is making that known. Marcel Anayo Umenna from Badagry says, as long as tribalism against Igbos by this administration continues, Nigeria not be able to get it right. That's Marcel. Marcel, thank you. Chibike is here as well. Chibike from where now? From Aja. It says, as much as I wish service chiefs are all the best, no Igbo is competent to or qualified to be head of security apparatus in Nigeria. Customs, prisons, immigration, naval chief, air chief, defense staff, army. According to Buhari, his supporters, no Igbo man is competent or qualified to head. It's okay. Okay. Chibike is putting that across this morning. We'll take another one quickly now on WhatsApp. What's your name? Wale is asking me the difference between the profile of the past service chiefs and the new ones. Wale, you're going to find that out on your own. We have limited time. This is a long one. Gani from Ikorodu says, the president has changed service chiefs at the right time. On the appointment of balancing, the president has four appointments to make, and he took two from the south and two from the north. It doesn't matter where the appointees are coming from, in the south and in the north. For those complaining that a particular region is not represented, let's know that there are times that particular region was among the service chiefs and other regions were not. There were no complaints from those regions. Okay, let's stop there. Thank you for your thought. You lost me at some point there. Let's take another one from WhatsApp very quickly. How come captured Boko Haram fighters are never seen with the sophisticated weapons? Harry is asking that question. Harry, I don't know why you're asking that question. I don't even understand the question you're asking to start with. Let's jump on Twitter right now and take some thought on Twitter. Madam Ifi is on Twitter and she says, so what's the purpose of a Ebonyi State governor decamping to APC when he does not have any impute in the ruling government? No Igbo representation in the security hierarchy. Shame. Madam Ifi, thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Let's take another one from Twitter. There was rumor that Atohiru was lined up to replace Brute in 2017, and I saw the sacking of Atohiru then as a setup, but now is reality. Destiny can be delayed but cannot be denied. That's Ewelukwa Francis. Ewelukwa, thank you. Let's take another one from Twitter very quickly. Martin Timothy says, truth is that all our military men already has a mindset of being sectional. Even if you change their head, it's still the same thing. Army has been politicized. It's a messy situation. Martin Timothy sent that in on Twitter. Now let's get to the telephone line and take more of your thoughts this morning. If you are calling me, please turn off your radio. Martin is here. Martin is in transit. Another Martin, I guess. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Good job you're doing. Okay, Sheriff, my name is Martin. I'm currently in traffic. I hate to sound the way I'm going to sound this morning, but I have never been one to support tribalism or regionalism. I have always advocated for one Nigeria. I think I pray and hope that one day we'll have a country where we all consider ourselves brothers, you know, regardless of our mother tongue or what regions we come from and all of that. But given what's happening in the country currently, I think it's the place of government to try to, you know, remove everything that might tend to divide us any further or, you know, lead to a situation where we all go up in arms. And having said that, I think Mr. President had a very good opportunity in this current appointment to have drawn, the eastern region, closer, probably integrate them and make them part of this, particular appointment. In a way, more like showing an only leave to them, leave to them, saying, look, guys, I am the president of Nigeria, not of any region, regardless of whether you guys voted for me or not. I think he just blew that. He just threw that away. There are pockets of violence here and there, agitations, people clamoring for that.
Yeah.
I think the place of government is to seize every opportunity, to try to unite the people. I think this particular government, has broken down everything, every structure that was ever built since independence. To unite Nigerians.
Do you think service chiefs should be? Are you saying that service chiefs should be appointed based on sentiment?
I'm not trying to sacrifice competence on the altar of the sentiments and up and all of that.
Yeah.
But Sheriff, whether you like it or not, Nigeria is a multi-language, multicultural.
True.
I mean, all of this make us who we are. We're great people. We love that. Mm. Okay. So it is your place as a leader to try to take advantage of all of these. Our differences and still keep us as one
and try and manage it.
Like it or not, everywhere in the world, I mean, America is a multi-language, multi-ethnic country, and they still seek ways to. We've not gotten to that point where we all, where we've gone beyond, this parochial ethnic sentiment and all of that. We'll get there someday.
Okay.
But I think this government has really not done enough
to unite the Nigerian people. They're a lot more divisive in their approach to everything than they have done in trying to keep us together. This is my candid opinion, and it's really hot.
I am glad that you shared your opinion, Martin. Thank you for tuning in. Please stay here. Thank you. Engineer Corey, I think. Is it Corey? I'll speak with you now. Let me know. Okay, did I get your name well, Engineer Corey?
Yes, sir, you got my name very well.
Welcome.
Yeah, and it's my first time on radio. It's good. I listen to you every day.
It's good to have you. It's good. I'm delighted that you're here.
Okay. Thank you very much for the wonderful work you're doing.
Thank you.
Nigeria, if I listen to it every day, but it's the first time I'm making a call.
Thank you.
Yes, I just want to react to the service chiefs that were newly appointed.
That's right.
I discovered that a lot of them, almost all of them, have outstanding characters. I know they have master degrees and they have a lot of exposures.
Rich resume.
But the first thing I want to say is that I've never been among those.
Engineer Corey. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Yes, my name is Femi from Surulere.
Talk to me, Femi. Talk to me.
Yes. Well, it is immaterial, irrelevant where the head is from. Whatever their tribal coloration or whatever, black, blue or whatever.
Okay.
We fail to discuss the critical thing, which is, are these people not going to be operating in the same environment? Are they not operating with the same material that the previous have? Are they not going to be, is there any change that we have from the previous in terms of what we are presenting to them to work? Is it not the same AK-47, the same tanks that are knocking off in war battle and all that that they have? I have never seen a Nigerian army in battlefront, every battlefront they've been showing, you know, that I've been seeing, with a long-range binoculars or a telescope that will allow them see people who are to be ambushing them. Have we changed the technologies we are using? So if you are bringing even the best military personnel anywhere in the world,
right,
and you are giving them the same equipment, it's like the same lecturer who taught somebody 15 years ago. The person did not go for any course, any refresher or whatsoever in the latest. You are bringing the same person to teach the people who are in the modern day, where technology has outgrown and gone into nano and other forms of technology,
right,
and you are bringing the same to the same environment, the person will deliver the same thing. The person will use notes or textbooks of 20, 15 years to do the same thing now. That is the major problem we should be addressing. Not really about the personnel we put at the top. It's more about what we are giving them to work. How accountable have we been in terms of the budget that we chalk, that we churn out on every year basis,
right,
in the military?
Right.
What are we doing with them? Thank you so much.
Nice point, Femi. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. It's 8:45 from our studios right now. While we prepare for our next call, let's go to Facebook to take some thoughts that are coming on our Facebook page. We're streaming live right now on Facebook, and conversation is ongoing on our live stream on Facebook. People are talking there. So let me know exactly what you think. Atanda Kayode says, just a pity the same officer that was sacked by General Brote is now the army chief. The failure is sure. Mark Chimere says, I really wish the new guards well. I hope to see a nation where internal security will be the top priority. I also want to ask Boratai to relocate to Borno State. That's what you're saying. I think that's what you're saying. To prove to Nigerians that he did well, as he claimed in the past. Okay. Mark Chimere on our live Facebook stream saying that this morning. Charles is joining us from Ikorodu. Charles, how are you?
Fine. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, Charles.
Yeah. I've listened to your conversation. And
right.
I just want to contribute.
Okay, let's talk.
The change of service chiefs. A lot of people have talked about the change of personnel and a certain region not being included. I want to ask, has there been any time service chiefs in Nigeria has excluded people from the upper north? You see, the issue is when a certain people in a country feel that they are being marginalized and nothing is being done to at least
There's no concrete visible evidence.
Let them have a sense of belonging. It looks as if the war is still continuous. This is the region where crocodile dance is being done, python dance is being done. Any little agitation, military people are moved to that place and people are killed. They should do something to unite this country, for goodness sake, instead of sending a signal that certain people do not belong to this country, that they are aliens in the country.
Thank you, Charles. Charles is simply saying that if you're hearing that people are crying of marginalization, you should see concrete evidence, visible evidence that, you know, you're trying at least to correct that notion. Even if you're saying that it's not true, that you're not marginalizing them, at least let them see evidence that you're at least trying to make things right. And that's what Charles was saying there. Charles, thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Okay, so we're going to go to Twitter right now. We got loads of other tweets that are coming in right now. Let's see. Oh, wow. Okay, let's take this one. This is quite interesting here. I'm looking at... Should I take it? No. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning. I can't hear you.
My name is Daniel. So I'm calling from Okukomaiko.
Welcome, Daniel. Welcome. Talk to me.
All the things is too wrenching. Hello?
We can hear you.
Good. If you don't understand these two languages, I'll speak your language. The truth of the matter is they don't even want this country to move forward. You removed somebody, you brought him back. It's not a question of removing somebody. And look, what they just did is to change the address. They didn't change the personality. They didn't change the personality. It's okay. The same people.
Okay.
It's like a custom man. Maybe you are traveling. You are a custom traveler. You fly in and out. And the custom man is transferred out from his post. The new man coming in, the custom man will tell him, my friend, Gafaya Nmeke Anungura. The good time is saying me ever. By that change and give you. They will say it. Look, let me tell you, I'm so happy the likes of General Governor still alive. Obasanjo and those who fought the civil war are still alive. What we were told was no victor, no vanquished. That was what we were told. Gowon came up with the three R's. You know it. This country don't want to move forward. They know that those people from the South East have sharp brain. They know. Everybody has sharp. Look, hey, Mr. Kadri, think about it.
I'm with you.
To the university.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to the university.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you from this part, from the South, South, South East, Southwest, your cutoff mark must be 200, 300, 400. But up north, the man who wants to go to the university, they tell him, look, here, your cutoff mark will be 40, 50, 60, 100. Look, how are we going to do it? The truth of the matter is, if you want these people to come in, let them come in. If you want them to go, let them go.
Okay.
You set every... Look, my son wanted to go to police college.
Okay.
Because the place was cited in Kano. I said, you are not going anywhere. Judge is in the police. You are not going. Why should you go there? For what? When I need the killing, there's nothing I can do. And at that time, Boko Haram was so rife in Kano. Bombs, bullets, everything, everywhere. That's just the truth. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I appreciate your honesty. Honestly, I do. I appreciate your honesty. Thank you for calling me. I really do appreciate it. All right. Well, that is how far we can go this morning on The Crossfire with the service chief. Trust me, there will be more conversations here on Nigeria Info show after show today. So you need to stay here on the nation's number one talk session because we're not done here. It's just a start. Lagos, I must go right now. Let's keep the conversation going on here on Nigeria Info at Nigeria Info FM, on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM Lagos, on Instagram. Keep it going. I am Sharif Quadri. You can follow me on Twitter at Sharif Quadri, on Instagram at Sharif Quadri, and on LinkedIn at Sharif Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu is next.
Hey, Dorado. Better itself. Now 10 GB data.